Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We are in the undergallery for with Elizabeth I has made the Doctor curator of. We're in the Day of the Doctor, starring Matt Smith and David Tennant and John Hurt, all as the Doctor. Billy Piper is playing Rose Tyler slash the Bad Wolf. And Jenna Coleman is playing Clara. And we've got Gemma Redgrave. We've got Ingrid Oliver. It's all going on. It's unit crazy. Anyway, we're in the undergallery. We see a blowfish in a big cabinet thing, like a glass box. And then the next cabinet along has a fez in it, which the Doctor walks past and then is like, what? That's a fez? So he unlocks it and takes the fez out. So excited. And Clara's like, someday you could just walk past a fez. And he's like, well, it's never going to happen. And then they go into a room that's full of broken glass on the floor. And there are more 3D paintings, all of them landscapes, no figures in them. And the glass, the Doctor points out, has been broken from the inside of the paintings. And then Kate shows them a photo. She's like, there used to be figures in the paintings. And before that, they can go any further with that storyline. There's a portal in the sky. Well, not in the sky, again, just in the roof of the of this gallery that they're in, this double-locked gallery. The Doctor's like, oh, I almost remember this. So he takes off his fez and thinks, oh, of course, this is where I come in. And he throws the fez through the portal and then jumps into the portal himself yelling, Geronimo! And 11 turns up in front of 10 and the Elizabeths, and he's like, oh my God, you're so skinny, to the 10th Doctor. because you can barely see you when you're side on. It's like a special effect. Because I didn't really notice that when I was inside there. Then he snatches the fez off the 10th Doctor, and they draw their sonics and buzz them at each other. And then 10 jokes about 11 compensating. He goes, oh, well, regeneration's a lottery. I'm going to gloss over that moment because that's probably a bit too much to explain. So 11 puts the fez on and bows to the two Elizabeths, and he says to 10, you know, what you get up to in your regeneration is your business. And 10's like, one of them's a Zygon. 11's like, ugh. He goes, well, I'm not judging you. which is when the portal opens again and they both put on their brainy specs to have a look at it. And they're like, oh, very excited. the Doctors tell the Elizabeths to run. And then both of them kiss 10 and run off one at a time. And Clara calls through the portal and asks if he can come back through. And so the 11th Doctor throws the fez, and Clara's like, yeah, nothing's turned up, which is when we see the War Doctor dusting off the fez that he's just picked up that fell through the portal where he was hanging around with the moment, which is the Bad Wolf, who's opened these portals. Like, this is quite a powerful operating system. But I'm guessing if the moment has actually manifested Bad Wolf, like, as, you know, including all of the powers that Rose inherited when she looked into the heart of the TARDIS and became Bad Wolf, maybe manifesting that also manifests the powers that they have. I don't know. Or does the moment also have that? I mean, if the moment can destroy whole galaxies, maybe the moment also can do all this stuff. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's you know, half a theory. Is it a theory? Is it not a theory? It's half a theory. It's theory-esque. what do you reckon? Do you think, like, do you think this is actually, like, the powers of the moment, the clockworky box that can eat whole galaxies, or are these the powers of Bad Wolf because the moment has manifested Bad Wolf as the interface for the... It could be both. It could be either. Anyway, that's how the portals got there and how all the doctors are hanging out. So, I know it's a lot. So, the war doctor can hear Kate and Clara saying he's talking to himself. So, Kate makes a call and she stalks off through the stone dust and she's talking to someone. She's like, I want you to pull one of my father's files, codenamed Chroma. Oh, my God. That's what the Brigadier kept thinking with the planet they went to when they went to the Omega universe. And she's like, it's in the 70s or 80s, depending on the dating protocol. Oh, my God. The unit dating protocol. It's all confusing because they kind of say different years. Like in series 7, I think it is, when the so they haven't quite gone over to decimal currency, but there is decimal currency in that series, which kind of implies that it's a bit further in the future than the year when it's been filmed and shown. Then later on, I think it's Pyramids of Mars, which we've done here in the podcast. does that mean I have to look at my spreadsheet? but yeah, the Pyramids of Mars, Sarah says, you know, I've been to 1980. That's where we're from. And the doctor's like, you know, well, that could disappear because if Sutek lives, like, and then he goes to the 1980 where everything's wiped apart, which is where part of my, you know, theory comes from, that sometimes when the doctor does stuff, it changes things. And so things that we think are canon might not be canon because at some point one of the doctors has popped in and changed things. Oh, Pyramids of Mars, by the way, was theories 96 to 100. If you want to go back and listen to those, you know, and I'm, like, if you're a new listener and you're like, oh my God, this is what, 660 episodes? I don't know if I can deal with it. You don't have to, like, I'll start reminding you of when you can go back if you want to. Anyway, so by the time we came around to Mordrin Undead, which was a Peter Davison Fifth Doctor story, the Brigadier was retired and working at a boys' school as a teacher, and it was during the Jubilee of 1977, but he was also working there in 1983, and there was, like, two timelines going on. And you're like, how could the Brigadier have retired and gone and worked at a school in 1977 if Sarah knew the Brigadier in 1980? Like, so it's all very confusing about when things were set. The main problem with Mordrin Undead was that it wasn't meant to be the Brigadier because, like, as if he was going to go off and become a teacher. It was meant to be Ian from the very first story because he was a teacher. And then they, like, William Russell wasn't available. So they were like, oh, well, we will use the Brigadier instead, which is kind of, in one respect, a little bit lucky because it means William Russell now has a Guinness World Record for the longest period between appearances on television playing the same character, because he last appeared in 1965 when he left the TARDIS and then turned up in The Power of the Doctor last year and, broke a record set by the guy who plays Dennis Tanner in Coronation Street, who left, I think, when he was still a kid, and came back as a much older man and then married Rita, who's been in Coronation Street since the dawn of time. Anyway, now William Russell holds that record because he was longer. I know, it's amazing. If he'd been in Mordred Undead, the record would not be his. So, in some respects, it's good that it was the Brigadier. Also, we love the Brigadier. He's fun. I mean, I'm sad he's no longer with us, but we've got Gemma Redgrave, and she's getting her own show as a spin-off on the Disney Plus, which is exciting, which I wasn't believing because it was in the Mirror, but the BBC have since confirmed that it's a thing, that Gemma Redgrave, playing Kate Stewart, will have her own show on Disney Plus. So that is very exciting. How weird. I have now managed doing a recap of Day of the Doctor, a 10-year-old episode. into modern Doctor Who. This is how this podcast works. How do you feel about the new series, the forthcoming unit series with Gemma Redgrave? I'd love to hear your thoughts and also how you feel about The Day of the Doctor. And don't forget to let me know your first times watching Doctor Who. I want heaps of things from you. I'm demanding things now. I'm very, look out. All right. We'll continue The Day of the Doctor probably for 2 more weeks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.